Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy. Hell back.
Hell back.
Not no more.
Not no more.
Came back.
Came back.
Settle score.
Settle score.
Me be you.
Me be you.
101.
101.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping.
What's begun?
What's begun?
Foundation. Hard work. Determination. Demonstrated. Brick laid. Long nights. Overstayed. Never played. Insane. Don't justify. I just wanna make the song cry. Let it speak. Loud and clear. No pain. No fear. Ambition. Sound vision. Cooked in the lab. My words missing. Vocal tracks on overload. Just how I seen it unfold. Not twisted. Not tangled. I'll leave your mangled. Unrecognizable. Bird box. No blindfold. Bust back. Doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell. Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up. Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait. Stop.
Stop.
Now go crazy. Hold up. Hold up.
The Real Spill Show is brought to you by the pop-up shop at Arden Mall, Chandler & Company, J-Spot Kitchen, Rags Rolling Papers, Nikki's Dollar Jewelry and more, Sky Cloud Dispensaries, It's My Hair Hair Salon, and Fade 'Em Up Barbershop. To be a sponsor on our show, email us at olhent@gmail.com. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the Real Spill Show. I'm your host, B.I.G. O'Meezy, Big O'Meezy, the great communicator on another edition of Talk Back Tuesday, man. We got a packed show today. It's going down in a major motherfucking way. We got that DJ Mighty Mike mix that I missed last week. If you tuned in last week, the homie DJ Mighty Mike, he did a mix for me, and I tried to get it in during the show last week. Ended up having like 4 minutes left on the clock at the end of the show last, and only was able to play half of it. So I'm gonna make sure that I get that mix in right after, you know what I'm talking about, we kick off this little intro. My homie GB is in the building, GB the OG. My homie Birdo, the sports guy, is in Fresno, but he's going to be tuning in a second. You smell me? We got a new sponsor. Shout out Mouthgasm. I'm going to be playing her commercial in a second. You smell me? But I'm going to make sure, just like I said, just like I promised. Wait, first of all, let me make sure I tell y'all who's on the show. We got something going on at 420. And I got a song with my homie Grip, the Body Rocker, and he going to be coming on talking about that and talking about the new music he got on. We going to get off into that. And I got the homie Shorty, comedian Adam Shorty Reyes, that's going to be tapping in. He's also going to be hosting the show that we got going on 420. So, you know, the way I think, the way Big Old Meezy think is, you know what, let me put us all together. Let's talk about the show. Let's talk about what we got on, and let's do it, you know what I'm saying, the way it's supposed to do it. And put it out there so people can come through and support on 420 and make that happen. You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, let me get off into this mix, and then we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk a little about what's going on in society, man. We had the NCAA Final Four with the championship between, you had the women's championship, you had the males championship. Yeah, UConn winning on the male side, and you had LSU winning on the female side. There was a lot of controversy at the end of LSU. Yeah, Angel, you know, putting up the John Cena hands with the ring, point, you know, at Caitlin, and I guess everybody, not everybody, I guess certain people in this demographic of society felt like they had a problem with that, you know. So I've been scouring TikTok and just trying to get a consensus on how people actually, you know, reacted to the situation. We're going to get off into that. They also arrested Donald Trump today. I don't know if y'all up on that. They arrested Donald Trump and arraigned him today in New York City. And he got like 30 counts regarding the Stormy Daniels and misappropriating funds and shit like that. And it's a couple other things we're going to get off into. But right now, like I said, as promised, we're going to get off into this DJ Mighty Mike mix, and we're going to get right back into it with the homies, and we're just going to chop it up. So stay tuned, man. I'm a little under the weather, so y'all bear with me and shit like that. Hey, man, it's the Real Spill Show. All right, hold on.
Hey, yo, what's good? It's your guy, B.I.G.O. Meezy. Big O. Meezy, the great communicator. Sick with it, Lieutenant. Sick with it, Deputy. The whole thing, man. And you listening to the Real Spill Show. And did you know we available right now to subscribe on Apple Podcasts? Man, do yourself a favor, man. Do us a favor. Go ahead and subscribe. Appreciate it.
California, live in the city of trees. Good smoke, all dope, we keeping it lit. Round here, we ain't worried about shit.
Nigga,
first off, RIP Floor and Mall. You would think it was the K-House, the way the city ball looks. Good shorty, everybody is a baker. Bout blues, rock gold, grand pacer. Hey, it's JJ's for the fish and chicken. Doing 60 up floor with the roof mission. Look, word to my cousin Nino. If you was round in 9-7, all you heard was SIBO. From the heights to the ridge, both part of your fun in the town bridge. Broadway for the car shows, Thursday momos, Friday momos.
Yeah, HBK, yeah, you know how we play. And I can't quit. I ain't worried about a hater, I ain't worried about shit. Did a sold out show, plus I throw my events. Tap in every city, cause the road be intense. By the boom, by the bing, by the swing. I ain't worried about a hater, I ain't worried about shit. I ain't worried about a hater, I ain't worried about shit. Tapped off gram, focused on bands. Never been in competition with the next man. HBK the gang looking like the X-Men. From the nickel dime, so I gotta represent. You want that position, it's gonna take discipline. Hear the criticism, take notes, implement. Only accepting what's meant for me. Life without music feels incomplete. So I'ma be honest, I'm worried about commas, less about comments. Stand true to the game, I promise. Put on my city along with my partners. Ain't worried about a hater, I ain't worried about shit. Did a sold out show, plus I throw my events. Tap in every city, cause the road be intense. By the boom, by the bing, got a swing for the fence. I ain't worried about a hater, I ain't worried about shit.
Bro, pop the whole bit for the key.
I ain't worried about a hater, I ain't worried about shit.
But I won't stop it out there. I pour my feelings in my cup. I got hope and I don't wanna hit nothing. Ride with that pole, I'm sippin' on that chain. Young fresh nigga, I be steppin' on. Shawty with that work like, you ain't with the perks like. Shawty make your ass shake, killers in the club. Shout out my little cutty phone, and I keep a bloody phone. You ain't even know what I'm saying, little bitch, I'm good. You ain't even know what I'm saying, but bitch, you good.
Look, baby, let me tell you about myself. Critically acclaimed to be the best out the West. But I can't hold that title, cause then my friends become my rivals. Maximize my pride, but I can't get my sex up on my mind. Mentally traumatized, all
of the shit that I endured in my past life. Jesus Christ, this show me young, cause I ain't living right. Even if the devil come back with a different propaganda, I'm scheming, fuck these motherfuckers, I'm a loose cannon. One life to live and I'm gon' live it right. I know some niggas in the pen that just got sense of I'm a gangster by birth, and I'm bound to die eventually. Let one of these pussy niggas play me, and I'm gon' kill it. See, my life is like the inside of a 12-gauge barrel. Don't fiend with these lyrics, my mic is my stereo. I looked up to some niggas I loved as a kid. I met Wayne, he ain't take my hand. Hey, it is what it is. All these up-and-coming rappers that ain't fucking with me, just fuck you until you die. You ain't good in the west. That nigga like a try luck, and I ride with the power. Fuck, look like worrying about one of these little broke-ass hoes. Made $1 million, I ain't even got a man for a bitch. Raise your hand if you want you, baby. I don't need you. Aye, aye, it's just 30 watt for make you tap that. 30 watt kicking you, touch your back. Don't stop, get low, free hoe. Bro, pop the hoe fit with the key. Watch out, speed, watch, keep going. Tellin' all your bitches if I trip, get on stomp. 30 in the clip, but I won't stop what I say. I pour my feelings in my cup. I got hope and I don't wanna hear none. Ride with that one, hold on. Sippin' all that shit.
Them bands at J-Lo, Money Train, fucking Amtrak. This a money phone. It's money outside, and I ain't coming home. I'm dope with them knocks at. Talking bodies with no guns, you better stop that. In your chain faint. Niggas fake it till they make it, they just can't wait. You better bet some. If you don't take a risk, you won't get nothing. Get your hustle up. If you ain't on your grind, you can't come with us. And you a no-name. Pillow talking to these bitches playing whole games. And we ain't going for it. Make it kick, low flip, game over for them. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's going down Geronimo.
On your mark, get set, go.
I just figured out, let you know.
1, 2, 3, 4.
First you make it rain, then it hit the
hole. On your mark, get set, go.
Motherfucker, this that nigga Daz Dillinger, and you're right here kicking it, doing it real big, as we do every motherfucking day. Yeah, nigga, the Dog Pound is in the motherfucking house, and this the Real Spill Show, with my nigga Big O' Meezy. with Daz Deezy and a motherfucking Heezy. You bitch.
Shout out to the homie Daz Dillinger for that drop right there. Shout out DJ Mighty Mike for that cold ass mix, man. I hear JDK at the end. I hear the homie Gallon in the beginning, man. Hey, shout out all my DJs that been coming through, man. We're going to have another DJ the next show. I don't know who it's going to be. We'll figure it out. I forgot to say congratulations to my homie GB. Birdo brought it up, man. He out there. You in Louisiana, right? Were you in Baton Rouge, GB?
Yeah. Yeah, Baton Rouge, baby. Yes,
what's up? Yeah. What's up? They turned up out there. They turned up.
Oh man, they turned up, man, fellas, man, Big O and Roberto. They got the man that Bourbon Street on fire, man, and in the Mercedes Stadium. I mean, all across, man. And then I just got a flash across my phone. The LSU baseball team won, so it's like. It's crazy. He's going bananas.
Man, it seemed like everybody just a winner in LSU at LSU right now, huh? Louisiana baseball, basketball,
yeah.
Football always seem to
yeah.
be good. Does it pop off anything like Mardi Gras or not on that level?
Oh man, it's just like it, man. Man, they doing the food, the drinks, all of that, man. It's just like Mardi Gras. But you know, yeah. The only thing though with the boys, which I haven't checked on the guys with the basketball, they haven't been doing too good on the last season and everything, and this season because of the old coach they had. So I think it's a coaching, but everybody else is on fire, man. Just, you know, the fellas got to step it up some.
I want to make sure I say this. Fuck you, Dave Portnoy, Barstool. Fuck you, Keith Olbermann. Jill Biden, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Since she want to have two different teams, the winner and the runner-up, go to the White House. Dave Portnoy talking about Angel was a piece of shit, something like that. You know, everybody had something to say about that. But like I said, Birdo, I was on TikTok all day today, and I was, you know, just looking at different people's opinions and shit. And basically, everybody is like, man, if you watch sports, if you watch basketball, if you watch hockey and all the shit, it's a competitive thing. You know what I'm saying? These people want to, they making it a race issue. They want to make it black versus white. Just like Angel said, it's not black versus white. It's just sports. We play sports. We get heated. When I play at 24-hour fitness, you know what I'm saying, just on a regular pickup game, I might call you out your name. You know what I'm saying? I don't allow nobody to call me out my name, but I might call you out your name. I know that was better, but it is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? But in the heat of the, but you know what? In the heat of the battle, man, it's like a chemical that releases it, you know, in your brain, and you don't really be paying attention to what's going on until you done already said and did what the hell you was gonna do. Then you know when you get a moment of clarity, you're like, oh, maybe. But that, you know, the shit that they was doing was harmless, man. You know what I mean?
What y'all think? The unfortunate part is, like you said, society where we're at right now, they're trying to make everything a race issue, right? Coming up as an athlete,
yeah.
They tell you to leave everything between the lines. And I feel that's what these young ladies are doing. They're competing at such a high level. And whatever motivation or whatever can try to put you mentally inside your opponent's head, then let's do it. You know, Caitlin Clark, the young lady from Iowa who's been impressive all year long, you know, shoes her hand at the defender, doesn't even guard her, gives a John Cena, you can't see me. And, man, how do you not love it? The young lady's killing it. Now, on the flip side, Angel Reese, you know, does her thing, and LSU wins it, and she's doing it back to her. She deserves it. She has every right to do that. Look at the stage they're on.
Yeah.
I would have done the same exact thing. So, like you said, Omizi, fuck Portnoy, fuck Keith Olbermann and Jill Biden. Since when does second place, the first place loser get invited to the White House?
Come on, man. Yeah. That's ridiculous, bro. That's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And not just that. And shout out to Gilly the Kid and Wallow. They even though they podcast is signed
to Barstool, they still, you know what I'm saying, made they opinion known. You know, and like, man, yo, you tripping, Dave. You know, and I didn't really tell him to apologize because he said what he said. Dave Portnoy, he's a jerk ass anyway, and he be making bets and shit. And if his bet don't go the right way, he always lash out. You know what I'm saying? And even Deion Sanders went back at his ass and was like, you out of pocket for the shit that you said. You know what I mean? So, and I ain't got no love for none of them three people. I'm cool because they showed it all the time. It's not just about this one. It was Kyrie. It was all that, man. He always got something to say just towards black folks. You know what I'm saying? He ain't saying nothing about nobody else. And I posed it to everybody on TikTok. Would everybody be saying this if Kaylin was black? Hell no.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Nah.
And you know,
nah.
For the people that know, like even in the major leagues, you know, one of the best players in the game is Mike Trout, right? They're trying to make him the face of the major leagues. He doesn't want to be marketed, right? But he's not against the other guys that like to be flashy, that hit a home run. Like the guy hits a grand slam in baseball, and they don't want him celebrating around the bases. Like what is this world coming to? Why is everything so watered down? Why is everything so sensitive? The world we were brought up in, that you would be called soft, so why is all the stuff that was frowned upon before, why is it acceptable now?
Man, I don't know. Like I said, when I was talking to GB earlier, we was talking about how the devil is really just showing his ass, you know, this year.
Yeah.
Real nice and early in life, you know, he's showing his ass. But like I said, every Dave and Keith and they on the wrong side of history, man. So, and I think we just learn how to just ignore motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It's like when they do ignorant shit, you just ignore them. It's just like they got Donald Trump. They arrested Trump and they got him. And then I promise you, bro, watch this. It's not going to amount to nothing. It's all pomp and show. They doing all that shit and.
Yep.
They not going to do
yep.
nothing but yep. embolden him and make his name bigger. They over here talking about he like Tupac and all this old shit. They going to make him a living legend. He already a legend, but they're going to make him, you know, like infamous living legend and shit like that. He going to make way more money. And it never really works out at the end of the day. You know what I mean? That's the type of shit really just pisses me off. What else? You know, I don't even talk about this. What else we got? What else y'all got? Hold on. Let me make sure to say the call. The call-in number is 563-999-3678. We already got a caller. It's just Jerry. Jerry 530. What's up, where?
What's up, Big Ol' Meezy?
What's up, my dog?
Not much, fam. How's it going down there?
I told you I was gonna get you on, man. You know what I'm saying? What's been up with you?
Oh, not much. Just, you know, working, trying to take life day by day. You know.
Yeah, I already know. You been on the sports? You been tuned in, or what you just been too busy, or what's up?
Well, you know, I follow the Niners, but that's about the only sports team I follow.
Bang bang Niner game. Playing Bay Niner game, man. You in good company.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you, what about the Kings? You don't rock with the Kings? You know, the Kings is doing good, man. We solidified our playoff push. We've been lighting the beam left and right. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you're a Niner fan, you might as well go and be a Kings fan too, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, of course I support the local team, you know, SAC and stuff. I just don't – I'm not a big basketball fan or, you know, it's pretty much just football for me. But, you know, I'll support the Giants and I support the Kings, the Golden State Warriors, you know.
Yeah, I don't know about the Warriors, but shout out to the shout out to the Warriors. They got a big game tonight that they got to win, and you know what I'm saying? Everybody got to win their games, you know, except for us. We clinched, so we can just sit people if we really just want to, and still be ready. But you know, for a lot of these teams that's on the bubble, man, they got to go ahead and win these games in order to. But I heard that Wiggins is on his way back, so shout out to Wiggins, man. You know, cause they sure can't use him and shit like that. Jerry, you said you got in a car accident. You didn't get hurt, did you?
My back's a little messed up and had a little concussion, you know, hitting the head. But I'm all right. I mean, I can move around and stuff.
Was you perking? Was you out there perking?
Perking? Yeah, just explain that one to me.
Was you on the num-num juice?
No, it's over. It was I was just talking to my buddy and went around a corner, and all of a sudden he said I stopped talking, and I was out, and he grabbed the wheel to keep from hitting the fence and was yelling at me or whatever to wake up, and I snapped out of it right before we hit the fence and ended up hitting two palm trees head-on.
Damn.
Yeah. So, they're saying it might have been something like a mild heart attack, so I got to get in and get checked out.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because I was there in 1 minute, and then the next I was out, he said. And it was weird.
Oh, yeah. That's scary,
but
man.
We definitely
glad you survived that, and hopefully the heart condition isn't nothing too major, man. But thank God you're still with us.
Yeah.
Make sure you get that checked out, man, because
health
is well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, get that. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Hit me in the morning, man. Hit me in the morning if you're trying to get that whipola.
All right, I'll get a hold of you.
Call my line. Much love to you.
Love to you, Big O. I'll see you at the show
coming up. Hell yeah, man. It's lit. It's lit. It's lit, man. I got so much stuff going on this month, man. I'm trying to keep my head on the swivel, Berto and DB. I'm trying to stay motivated and stay pressing forward, which I do anyway. I mean, that ain't nothing. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm a need. And it's my birthday month. My birthday is April 10th.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
My birthday is April 10th.
Yep.
Shout out to all the Aries.
Yes,
shout out. Every time I look up, it's the Aries birthday popping on my timeline. But don't none, except for my kids, but don't none really matter. No, I'm just playing. I can say that. Shout out Tiffany. Jerry, make sure you tell Tiffany I said happy birthday. That's my homegirl. It's her birthday today. She was, you know, another one of our fellow Aries, man. We popping up everywhere. It's going all the way down. You dig? Hey, what else you got? What else you got? What else y'all got, man, from you? What else happening in the world?
Well, I think since we talked about the women's final, we should bring up the men's final between, which was Connecticut, UConn, and San Diego State.
Man, I was going for San Diego. I'm not going to lie. I really wanted San Diego to pull it out. You know what I mean? I got homies from San Diego. I got homies that went to SD State. We done performed at SD State. And it'll just be a good story because UConn got, this their fifth championship?
Yeah, I want to say it's their fifth one. And, you know, anytime I'm with you, anytime it's a small school like San Diego, you know, who's not along with those powerhouses, it's just impressive that they could compete, you know. And even on the women's side, some of these smaller schools were making a run. So it just lets you know that it doesn't necessarily have to be the big-name school. It could possibly just be the right coach, the right fit, which helps you get over the hump, you know. So the coach from San Diego State obviously got these players to buy in and play at a high level and just been putting San Diego State on the map. How do you guys feel being competing like a David against Goliath, per se?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted San Diego to win. They didn't. They got their ass mopped by a bigger, more physical, more shooting, more, you know, the team was just better. You know, UConn's just better. But, you know, like I said, like they said, it's good to have parity. It's good to have new folks. You know what I mean? In the mix, as opposed to the Dukes and the usual suspects. You know what I mean? It's good to have parity. I'm okay with that.
And let you know, why not talk about how our lovely Kings, you know, got into the playoffs after a 16-year hiatus. You know, it's crazy. I was watching this graphic that no active player has played in the playoffs against the Sacramento Kings. No active player in the NBA has faced the Sacramento Kings in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, because it's been hella moons. We've been out
there.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. So
moons.
I let
that's
you
why,
know. Finally, you
that's
know.
That's why
we're
so
back.
Excited. Yeah. That's why we so excited. That's why Mike Brown is going to get coach of the year, you know, God willing. And you know what I mean? And that's why we all the way isn't up. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. But on that note, I wanna make sure that I play this and then we gonna come back, you know what I'm saying, with the homie Big Grip, the Body Rocker, Grip the Body Rocker. We don't wanna talk people's heads off and their ears off. Like I said, the call in number is 563-999-3678. It's the Real Spill Show. And we about to play this like the motherfucking beat by my homeboy 95 Mill. Why? Because we in the playoffs, you beezies. We'll be right back.
Light it up.
Light it up.
Light it up.
When I walk the city, I'ma rock the baby. Got a classic leather with a classic weather. I'm on top of shit like Stojakovic. Too fast, 55. White chocolate. I got game like Fox, baby. I got D like Mitchell. We gon' play this game, baby. Till they blow that whistle. That whistle. We fly. Silver Surfer, hey. I'm behind the paint, Kevin Hurd.
Kevin Hurd,
hey, pass the ball on my dope. I'm oh, I'm to the rim like Sabonis.
Like Sabonis.
Look at my feet when I dunk.
When I dunk,
y'all can't play like mum.
Like mum,
what you mean? Black and purple, we the kings. Like the bang,
like the bang.
Start staring, putting numbers on the board, I'm the urn. Look up at the scoreboard, they embarrassing. Running through my city, I ain't never needed clearance. Like Barnes, the way the 40 getting carried. Tip top, I'ma keep my spot, I ain't sharing them. They neglect us like they didn't want to hear it. Now we making them respect us when we making our appearance. Full court pressure. G sitting on the front seat of the Tesla. They ask me why we so aggressive. Fake things they put out excessive. And my time is of the essence. Tell the whole game we back. Got gang for the flames. Got flame on wax. At O2 Kings, let's rewind that back. On your television screen, all you see is Shaq.
I'm Sam, and I've been trying to lose weight for most of my adult life. With Results Transformation Center 6-Week Challenge, I got the coaching I needed, great workouts, and super easy nutrition plan, and the right tools to make sure I keep the weight off and live a healthier lifestyle.
Results Transformation Center's proven weight loss program is even more affordable. Right now, lose 20 pounds during their 6-week challenge for only $50 a week. Lose 20 pounds, and they'll give you your money back. What do you have to lose? Visit results20.com for details.
Shout out my new sponsor, new sponsor alert. That was the homie, my homie, well, I was about to call him Spanky, but I'm going to call him Spanky, Brother Weaver. He has a Result Fitness facilities all throughout the Sacramento area. If y'all trying to lose weight and it's your time, it's the top of the year, make sure y'all tap in with Results Fitness, man, proud sponsor of the Real Spill Show. And since 420 is coming up, and if y'all want to get y'all edible on, you want to get your edible, all type of different edibles of edibles, man. My homegirl Linda, man, Mouthgasm. This is her new spot, man. Real Spill Show. We're going to be coming back with the homie Big Grip. You know what I'm talking about? And we got Money Training Building, and we got the homie Shorty online, man. It's a full house tonight, man. Let's get it.
Hello, this is the Treat Lady, creator of Mouthgasms. We are having an amazing sale on my website, mouthgasms.com. Use code BOOTY50 to save 50% off of our booty shorts, thongs, and cheekers. If you're looking for the treats, just tap into my Instagram and send me a message. From our syrups, squeezers, caramels, gummies, brookies, blondies, and more, a taste like no other. Artisanal edibles, true connoisseurs indulge in. With Mouthgasms, taste the luxury.
And with no further ado, man, my homeboy, man, straight up out to Minnesota by way of Texas, by way of Cleveland, man, make some noise for the homie Big Grip the Body Rocker.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
grip your
thank
ass
you.
To sleep.
Nah,
grip.
I was waiting for...
Grip your
I'm
ass
here.
To sleep. Nah. Nah,
no.
Grip your ass to sleep. Nigga, party foul.
No,
party foul.
No, wait.
Hey, I give distinctive, I'll do distinctive text letting motherfuckers know what time they come on now. 15 minutes behind schedule, Shorty looking at me like, what's going on? Money Train, I'm telling Money Train, Money Train on the line. I'm like, Money Train, I don't know where bro is. It's trippy, he's tripping.
Hey, man, I got the time mixed up, the time zone mixed up. I was waiting for another half an hour to come on.
what's funny is every time me and you got an interview, like with a, you know, because we promoting this record, the shit, every time we
yeah.
Like, all right, so you in Cali, y'all 2 hours ahead of, wait, hold on, what time is it right there? Where you at? All right, so call it. So we be trying to coordinate what time to call in each time, because, you know, you 2 hours or 3 hours?
What time is it there now?
See? That's that bullshit, Money
see,
Train.
That's
you see
where
what's
we
up,
go,
hold up. Look, Money Train, you see? Hey, every time we get... Every time we got a fucking interview, I say, what time you want me to call in? Hold on. What time is it? Where you at?
Anyway, it's 7 o'clock. Here we go, right?
It's 7:36.
Hey,
okay, it's 9:36. Okay, now we know officially, listen, we know officially that y'all is 2 hours ahead of me, period. So if we got an interview to do at whenever y'all say, just know we just going to take the 2 hours. Like, we did Money Train. I was like, what time are we calling in? What time is it where you at, big dog?
Yeah.
For real.
You know, that Cali time. Man, I love that Cali time, bro, for real.
I ain't going to lie.
When I was out there,
shout out to homie Money Train, man, out there. You in Dallas, though, huh?
Yeah, I'm out here in D-Town. 214 in the building.
Okay, cool. 214
in the movies.
Fucking building. All right, so everybody hold on. Yeah, man. Hey, me and Gripper, man. We've been working, man. We've been doing hella interviews. We've been pushing the line, damn near 14,000 streams on the Jones.
Oh, that's like 15,000 now. Some change in count.
Like 15,000. So tell the listeners about yourself. Tell the listeners how the record came together, and just, you know, how long you've been in the mix, just working. And, you know, specifically how me and you came together on shit.
Okay. Oh, man, I go by Grip the Body Rocker. I got my name back home in Cleveland when I returned from Naptown. You know what I'm saying? By the way of money. And the Body Rocker came from, you know, my music, the way I made my music. Specifically, the way shit came about, man, is a hookup, man, just a blessing in disguise, man, you know, through the homie DJ Manny Face and my DJ, tour DJ, for Grip Season 2023 tour, and he was on the Zoom call, you know, on the Throwdown Thursday, and he had Muggsy and Big Up Meezy and some other artists on there, you know, and Big Up Meezy went on here, opened the door, said, you know, anybody want to work? Shit, let's get busy. So, shit, I reached out, nigga, and made it, you know, made everything and presented to him with an excellent track, you know, on the subject, you know, of life. So he jumped on it, nigga, ate that shit up. Didn't you, Big O?
And what's crazy? Yeah, I did. I really did. And what's crazy is every time I, when I was trying to gauge, like, because I like to write. Right when it's like when you tell me, oh man, when I do shit, I want to get it out. I don't want to have to wait hella long. Otherwise, I just record it closer to the date when I'm really in my feelings. So when I was like, when you want it, when you need it. Oh, man, whenever you do it, man, it's good. And I'm like, nigga, there ain't no time limit. I need to know what it is. So my back against, I wanted my back to be against the wall. I wanted some pressure. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to.
Yeah.
So it just so happened. It just so happened that you was like, when I finally heard it, and like I was telling, we did the interview just recently on the Dallas station out there, and I was my father-in-law had passed, man, and this whole year basically been fucked up. We done had storms, we done had just so much going on, and that song was right on time, and right now, you know, and my wife, she don't be liking shit, and she loved that song. You see, like, I love that song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she ain't saying
like, she gonna be up there performing with us on 420.
That's what she ain't gonna do. I'm gonna tell you that right now. She gonna be there. She gonna be in the vicinity, and God willing, you understand me. But man, as far as on stage, that ain't really her position. Like you said, I recorded my verse and shit. I recorded my verse and sent it to you. And you know what I'm saying? And it really was damn near only the second on my studio. After I got at the crib, my new studio, it was like the second time I ever recorded a verse and sent it to either first or second. Probably it was the first time because I didn't know. So I mixed the vocals and I sent them to you just raw and uncut so that you could do your due diligence. And I was pleased with the way you brought it back, bro. It just, that's why I knew that God had a hand on it, and that's why I knew I had to put down my demonstration, like you know what I'm saying, like we say, and get it out there. We're gonna get back into it. I just want to start the show off by playing the record, and then we're gonna play the, or do you want to play like E-40 or Trapping Out the Band?
Man, it's your choice, because I presented it like E-40 to grab your attention to fuck with me from the get-go. You feel
well
me?
Now, because I ain't never heard Trapping Out the Band though. So since this is the world premiere on the Real Spill Show, we're gonna do Big Grip, Trapping Out the Band though. Then we're gonna get back and get off into your history. Shorty, don't go nowhere. I see you right there. I got something loaded up for you, and we're going to have a good old time, man. It's the Real Spill Show. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Yo, what's up? How you getting that bag? Chasing that chick. Know what I'm talking about? You don't eat, you gon' starve. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the band, though. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the band, though. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the band, though. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the band, though. In my city, ain't no pity, getting it bag. Ain't it pretty? If I leave this, they gon' miss me, so I stick around and get it. Run it up, run it up, run it up. Running my trap and I'm running up. Running around drumming and scrumming up. Live by the pound and I'm coming up. Goons on the payroll, lay low. Go get the dough when I say so. Your girl wanna jump on my logo. Trying to get close, that's a no-no. Cross my T's and dot my I's. Say hello, tell that guy. Trust no one, look ahead in his eye. Try to be slick, that ain't gon' ride. I'm a trapper, money stack. Getting paid, that's all that matters. Status rising, climbing ladders. Loud in my lungs, goose in my bladder. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the band, though. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the band, though. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the band, though. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the band, though. Chasing bread is all I did, all I do. What about you? Ain't nothing new. Strips are blue. Shoebox money, keep a few. In the plug, like my grind. Dollar signs in my eye. Throw me the birds in the sky. And they should be here right now. Send them out and snatch it up. Bring it back and divvy up. Read the block, get them up. All the back, keep adding up. Ain't no time for the lane. Yeah, my squad ain't playing games. Moving just like money trains. Switch your routes, make a change. Chase it, check. Where you get that back, that's what it's like. Trapping out the band, though, just ignoring that night. Ain't got time for lame, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
trapping out the van, though. Ain't got time for lane, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the van, though. Ain't got time for lane, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the van, though. Ain't got time for lane, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the van, though. Ain't got time for lane, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the van, though. Ain't got time for lane, yo. Only for the bang, bro.
Chasing a chick, getting it bang.
Trapping out the van, though.
What's happening, y'all? This is E-40 Belafonte Bellagiano Bellwether, and you're listening to my partner, Big Ol' Meezy. You understand me? Yeah, man. Yeah, on the Real Spill Show, man. Yeah, man.
What's up? It's your boy, Grip DBR. You know me, Big Grip. Big salute to E-40. This for you, my man. Everybody say I look like E-40. The way I move and grind like E-40. From the gutter, to a bad shorty. Now I got an empire, you can't afford me, everybody. See, I look like E-40. The way I move and grind like E-40. From the gutter, to a bad shorty. Now I'm in the empire, you can't afford me. Lyrically gifted, I'm a hustler, I'm pimping. Fiercely inclined, that's why they say that I'm different. Moving mountains and walking no haters. Money counters, sitting on tables. Competition is obsolete when it comes my way. Selected by the great, so I'm taking my place. My whip elation, play a conversation, know what entices. Mind over matter, like when I'm rolling them dice. Slicker than oil grease and sharper than crease. I'm keeping the engine running, beating the streets. From the ruler to the tutor, I'm a money mover. Messing with my moolah, knocking off your medulla. Team full of young guns, news calling shooters. Yeah, I'm going ghetto gold, call me Rick the Ruler. Big J say hold it down and let a bitch choose her. So I'm popping my collar and chilling now like a cooler. Everybody say I look like E-40. The way I move and grind like E-40. From the gutter, to a bad shorty. Now I got an empire, you can't afford me, everybody. See, I look like E-40. The way I move and grind like E-40. From the gutter, to a bad shorty. Now I'm in the empire, you can't afford me. The hood, I'm a scholar, graduated from pitching packs to flexing my muscles and owning 9 Cadillacs. Catch me in the studio, that's where I trap. Not only am I the CEO, I know how to act. Flipping words like property properly. Got out of poverty, that means more props for me. Probably you ought to be a part of the piece. I got the cars and the keys, bad shorty waiting for me. The longer the money, the farther I be. Pockets so deep, oh yeah, I'm part of the sea. They didn't wanna drown, now the hoes copping the plea. Ship sailed already, going with a capital G. Put the whole team on and we're pushing the peak. And the fuck this nigga free, give me my cheese. Only way to keep money is to break a bitch and leave. I done sprinkled you, nigga, I done sprinkled you, nigga. Everybody say I look like E-40. The way I move and grind like E-40. From the gutter, to a bad shorty. Now I got an empire,
you can't afford me, everybody. See, I look like E-40. The way I move and grind like E-40. From the gutter, to a bad shorty. Now I'm in the empire, you can't afford me.
Timer, timer, gripping water, sprinkle ya, sprinkle ya, sprinkle ya, man. I said a sprinkle.
Hey, well, hey, yeah. Grip, what'd you say? Gripping
water. Gripping water.
I'm gonna do a song called Everybody Say I Look Like D Shot. Then a D Shot. Then I'm gonna do another say I Look Like Be Legit. Because if it's not D Shot,
you ain't lying.
And then they call me E-40, so I'll be getting it. I'll be getting it. But hey, both of them songs is jamming. I ain't gonna lie. Both of it, because I like E-40 because it's creative. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of music out there, but your shit at least is creative and shit. You really put thought to trapping out the bando. That shit go crazy. I think you kind of like me. I think you good at hooks and shit like that too, like me. And that's good. That mean a motherfucker. Because when you be telling me, man, I'm working on 100 songs, I'll be like,
the average motherfucker, I'll be like, man, I don't know what you about to talk for about 100 songs, but when you creative and you can make hooks and shit, you know, you can stay in the game. You can stay in the game way longer. You smell me?
Yeah, real spiel.
How old were you when you left Cleveland to go to where?
Man, I left Cleveland to go to Indianapolis when I was like 16 years old. Went to Nap.
Was you already doing music in Cleveland or no?
Nah, I was in the streets. She got me away from the gangs. You know what I'm saying? And then she got me away from the gangs to bring me to Naptown to put me in the game. You feel me?
Right.
It's crazy, man. You know, like escape one hell to get to another one. You know what I'm saying? So. And then Naptown, you know, that's basically Cleveland is where the music started. You know what I'm saying? But Naptown is where the story began. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
When started,
where
that's, when you,
I got,
that's when you decided that you want to rap?
Yeah, that's when I decided I wanted to rap. And then my lifestyle, man, that I was living, you know, gave me something to talk about. You know what I'm saying? It's something that people wanted to hear in general. You know what I'm saying? At that time, that's what I thought. Because then nobody going to hear about nobody going to college and trying to get a degree in computer draft, aided drafting, you know what I'm saying, engineering and all that.
Just so y'all know, it's a 2-hour show, so don't look at the clock like we only got 10 minutes. Now we got a whole hour and 10 minutes, so we good. We straight. That's for everybody who's tuned in. Shout out Shorty. He at the Walnut Room and out there, Greenhaven is right over there by Bel Air and shit like that. They over there lit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I'm gonna bring you on in a second. So you in Indianapolis. Who was some of your musical influences like that made you, you know what I'm saying, that you pattern yourself after?
40. You got it was a group from Indianapolis called NAP. Master P. Sebo. Scarface. Slim Thug. Bun B. You know, UGK. Rest in peace, Pimp C.
Yeah, cause I can see that, cause you got a little bit of all up in all of them, especially on shit. Just like I think we was back with Manny Faces and them on the interview. I said you had that it's like you had you know called that Scarface for your flow. Your flow,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? That particular remind me of Scarface, but the listeners can hear your voice. They know that that's your regular talking voice. It ain't like you trying to make yourself sound like that. That's just how you talk.
Yeah, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I can switch it up, though, when it comes to the mic, though. I love doing that shit. That's that creativity and knowing that you can switch it up at any moment, boy, that's fun. I get
that's
thrill real. Out of that. It give me goosebumps.
So, nah, hey. So 420, we got this event right here in Sacramento, right over at Sacto by Nights, you know what I'm saying? We got the homie Big Grip, he got his tour jumping off, you know what I'm saying? He's gonna be riding through it, man, and we're gonna put down a demonstration, we're gonna shoot the video to shit, we're gonna perform and we're gonna have some fun, you know what I mean? Tell the people about that and how that came together.
All right, man, the tour?
Yes, sir.
All right, the tour came about, man, through me and Mr. Audio, man. Big shout out to Mr. Audio and his production, man, mixing and mastering, man. He the one put that shit together. That's why it sounds so good, man. Big shout out. Me and him, we sat down, man, and was like, man, we sit down here and put a tour together right now while this buzz going. And we went off of basically the algorithms of my music to set this tour up, and it's a self-paid tour, though, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we coming out the pocket for this, but, you know, you got to go for the gusto if you want $1 million.
You can't sit on your ass and expect it to come to you. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we did. We got everything set up in different cities, different states, you know what I'm saying, running it up. You'll be seeing the flyers coming out one by one. You know what I'm saying? Artists, different artists from each city that's hot in each city going to be, you know, co-headlining and opening up with me, you know what I'm saying? Just like we do in the Sactown, man. I just want to show love and get love. You know?
And we got the homies. And we got the, go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah, speak up.
Oh, thank
then
you.
Then we got the homie Shorty.
There you go.
Then we got the homie Shorty. Shorty, the comedian hosting, you know what I'm saying, the show. And it's going to be live, man. I can't wait to see him talking shit, man. I'm going to try to rap and not laugh. You dig? Because I know he's going to be up there clowning, man. Then we got G-Stack that's going to be there. He out there with you now, man. I don't even know. He should be tuned in right now. He going to show out. You know, he's from the Nappy City.
When I went to his page, I seen it said Sacramento. And I'm like, damn, so all this time, we could have been linked up.
Yes, sir. But, you know, both he got that 9-to-5, too.
Oh, okay.
You know what
I'm
saying?
We'll let that be the
reason.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
We'll let that.
There ain't no other reason. Now I ain't know. I hope you listening, Nick. So, but anyway, man, it's going to be live, man. You know what I'm saying? We got people calling in, you know, asking about the video shoot. They want to be in a video shoot. Talking about they're going to bring the girl forward and all this and that. You know, we just told them to come on, you know, get the tickets, come to the show, and, yeah, be in a video. It's going to pop. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be a beautiful experience for me and my team, man. Because me and a few of my members, I believe, we ain't been to Cali yet.
Wait, is Money Train coming?
Money Train. Is Money Train coming? He's the cameraman. He better come or he's not going to get paid.
Yeah, feel me. You know I'm coming for my bail.
No, for real.
Feel me. Hey, we need all my good angles, man, when we shoot this shit, man. You know what I'm talking about? I know you're shooting like E-Boy also, but hey, look, I'm going to pick all my little scenes just in case I can't make it to Texas to shoot the rest of this shit. I'm going to make sure I get all my scenes in. You know what I'm talking about, man?
And that is not, I ain't even tripping. We're going to be
right
there for about 2 days.
We're going to come back. Everybody stay on the line. Everybody stay on the line. Then I'm going to introduce the homie Shorty so we can all be on the same zone. So I'm playing shit, and then we coming back with the homie Shorty, and don't nobody hang up. It's the Real Spill Show.
Let's go.
Yeah. You know there's going to be some things in your life. Baby. Change your whole demonstration, but whatever you do, keep it 100 with yourself and with your team. You be one. Yeah, you know there's gonna be some things in your life.
Interesting. Okay, well in the meantime, let me do this.
Yo, get it, work it out now.
Got them glutes, them hitting it. Got the whole bit spinning, they loop. Tricky. No rescue, Ronnie's no save a boots. And grinding's been game up in the booth. Slang up a rock, big as your tooth. Stitch, course I see, and foreign soup. Chippy, icy, sippy, all at the zoo. Voila, shining bright light, we rub through. Haters, get out the way, she backing up to Mustang. She spot a real one, she looking for that pro play. I'm gonna take her back to the telly like I'm JJ. And busted out, dick her out on the balcony. I know she a one time, call her pole. Bust down, she got cake like Shirley. Rock game song, I can tell she can rock that D. She hit a little different like me, this is a ring.
Yo, get it, work it out now, work, get it.
Work it out now. Get it, get it, get it. Get it, get it, get it. It's the greatest that ever did it and got away with it. I ain't gonna never quit it. I'm too brave with it. I've been winning like I was acquitted for a minute, man. Fuck running for mayor. I need to be running for Senate. I ain't a Republican or a Democrat. I'm independent. I be liking to hear myself talk. I'm long-winded. Some mossy wanted me on the slap. They left. Send it. I was underprivileged ghetto child with worry on my face. Very rarely I was smiling. I put you in your place. I never been a pee. I never been a poop. But I've been twisted all morning and I'm on my 10th cup. The ladies, they dig me. They know I'm rich. They can tell by my bust and my fit. When I get on the dice, all I roll is seven. And I'm down with the Mocky, Delon, and Kevin.
My brethren.
Get it. 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 Work it out now.
Work.
Get it. 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 Work it out now.
Caviar's on my nizzle, you know the dizzle. I'm pulling up knocking two or three bad frizzles. Come from the drizzle, so Rizzle is on sizzle. Your boy game tight, be all up in they mental. Hey, 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 little mama, come jump off up in this rental. Pay me what you owe me and later might hit the dental. You see us players, we break up for incidentals. Bitch, you hear this game, don't act like I'm instrumental. Whoa. Real players up in the village. Selling through the lobby, who got me, we got wasabi. Yo, she here for the after party. Let it through the lobby with her and her little body. Yo, you ain't dealing with no dummies. Got dummies with dummies on dummies that go dummy. Yo, yeah, player, your nose running. What's up with your money and leave with your nose numbing?
Yo, get it, 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 work it out now. Get it.
About to go insane. 5150 is litty, shitty, and thorough this way. And all they say is it's gonna be alright and you'll be okay. Fuck what they talking about. I wanna scream and shout. Like, do you understand the words that's coming out my mouth? It can make you get heartless, even deadly your soul. So much negativity is really taking a toll. Gotta pick myself off the ground, refocus, gather my strength. G-O-D is in charge, struggle can teach you some shit. Obstacles and hurdles, what a bumpy road.
Stay focused on the task and watch the blessing unfold. Me and Big Grip gon' keep it going for a better way. Get up and go get it each and every day. How to put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's brown and here to lick. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. How to put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's brown and here to lick. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit.
Yeah, you know, stuff humbles you sometimes. Shit do too. Whatever you do, keep it 100. Keep it true. You know.
Yo, what's good with it? It's the almighty EA Ski on the Real Spill Show with the homie, the Big Ol' Meezy.
I always say dancing part, but I never do it. I always say dancing part, yeah. I don't do it, then I get up here and get fucking out of wind. Dr. Coleman, too, be careful. Sure, you got that disease coming. The fuck is that? You're zipping it. The fuck is that? Your stomach is going to stick out more than your dick. Hey. Don't worry, lady. They got El Chapo. You guys got El Wampo. Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's get dirty. Once you go black.
What?
You think about going back. Once you go white.
Fly kite.
You better live right. Where's my brown people at though? Once you go brown, we stick around. My fellow great girlfriend, ex-girlfriend right now. Yeah. Once you go Asian, though, your ass is going to have good credit. These motherfuckers made a fucking phone out of top running. You got to be specific, though, with Asians. You got Japanese. Baitai. You got Filipinos. You got the Chinese.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for my homeboy, man. We go back like Siamese twins, man. We go back like car seats, man. We go back like old school radios, man. Make some noise for my homeboy. You know what I'm talking about? Shorty, Adam Reyes, a.k.a. Shorty, man, on the Real Spill Show.
Man, put the cognac down, man, and let's give a big old salute to everybody here today, man.
What's up, man? Hey, shout out everybody at the Walnut Room, man. We got a packed house, man. We got the homie Big Grip on here. Y'all can go ahead and meet each other finally. Money Train on here, Birdo's on here, GB on here, man. It's lit.
Come on, man. It's like on fire, man. What's up? It's like 4th of July. Everybody's lit. Hey, big salute to everyone on this radio station, big man, life is short, man, you know what I'm saying? So a big cheers to everybody right here, right now.
Salute.
Salute, man. Life is short. I'm living for
it. Man, Shorty, man, me and you go back, man. Big Grip, don't go nowhere. I just want to make sure I get y'all the origin of how me and Shorty met, man. We go all the way back to the 90s, man, when I was bouncing at clubs and shit. And Shorty always showed major love, man. Shorty was always the type of dude, like, he'd buy out the bar and shit, line up all the shots. Shorty, you was back there flea flicking back then, though, right?
Oh, man, you know, I was just moving. I had more spots than a Dalmatian, man. But look, this is how we did it, man. You remind me, old me, big old me, you reminds me of the old school weed house. Like, everybody didn't like each other. But once you went to the weed house, everybody liked each other. You know what I'm saying? He brought people together, like, wasn't even cool. And he was just like, oh, we at the weed house, we got to be cool. And that's how it is right now, man. Once you touch with Omizi, it's something going to happen good. So, man, big shout-out to you, big Omizi. Man, I've been following you like a kangaroo follows his little mom, man, in the pouch.
man, look here. I'll tell everybody, man, during the – I'll tell everybody during the pandemic.
Oh wait, well, hey, my little brother wants to say what's up real quick.
What's up with that big old man, right, man?
What's happening?
Hey, real big bro, man.
I gotta get over there to the Walnut Room, man. Y'all over there lit.
Hey, yeah, go ahead though, man. We're going to have low riders.
No.
I got bikes coming to the show, man. It's going to be off the hook. We want to welcome Big D, Dallas out here.
Oh, yeah, 420 is lit. I'm going to just keep your line open,
yeah.
Grip. I'm just going to keep your line up open so we can all just be on the drone. But I want to make sure I tell people, Shorty, that during the pandemic, or right before, you know, when we had them shows, remember we was doing them comedy shows out there at your folks' restaurant?
Yeah, we were doing underground shit.
Man, look, man, Grip, I'm telling you, man, the whole shit was shut down. The whole shit was shut down, locked down. Niggas couldn't go nowhere. Shorty, like, man, we got a show, man. You trying to get there? I'm like, hell, fucking yeah. I'm in there.
I know that's
shit.
Right.
I'm telling, man, I'm in there telling the whole crowd. I'm like, y'all got y'all masks? They like, hell no. hey, but that's in the early stages.
I was having a COVID party
like a motherfucker.
It was a
COVID party.
We wasn't bullshit. Y'all had a
COVID
party drinking on Coronas.
Yeah, we was drinking on everything. We was taking it. We was taking it. But I was saying earlier that's how I met Shannon Battle. That's how I met Shannon Battle, and that's how we ended up. I ended up performing just recently out in Frisco, fucking with Shannon Battle. So this whole shit be full circle. It be about each, you know, all of us looking out for each other, man. And that's all we ever did over the years, man, is just make sure that we look out for each other however we can. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure I tell, like I said earlier, Shorty was a you know, if you ganged up, you know what a flea flicker is. So he was back in the day, he was flea flicking real heavy, my time, type shit. I'm just telling you what's real. This is what I seen with my own vision, my own eyes, right? But now,
right,
it's just like the homie Rico the Great. Now this new, and you know, this new guy came about, this comedian guy. Tell the people how you started to do comedy from flea flicking and your little vacation that you had to do.
Man, I went from selling coke to telling jokes. That's all, man. I got a story.
That part.
I'm telling you, I got a story, man. Man, I left on probation. I came back. I went on vacation. I came back on probation. So I, you know what I'm saying? I just learned, man. So what I did is I just turned it around into positive shit. So my story just becomes funny. And everybody that lines up and knows me, like you, you've seen it. You've seen the whole story unfold. So for me to be up there telling a story and everybody laughing, that's just real. That's just real. That's all.
So how was it your first time? How was it your first time going up on stage? I know you were scared to death.
Every day I'm still scared. I'm scared right now. I'm shaking. I'm in a car hiding, but man, everybody. Hey. But hey, shit. Man, hey, I'm telling you, man, it's just something I like to do, man. It's something that makes me feel good when I see someone laugh. Just like when that motherfucker used to buy my last 20 on me and I was hella happy because I go get them new Jordans. Now it's just all different. It's just more humble and just more. I don't know, it's just me, man. It's just more happy. I don't know. I know everybody goes through different shit in life, but if you just keep it real and just have fun with life, it's going to come back to you 100 times, man. I'm telling you.
Real spill, man. Hey, shout out my homie Bunky, man. RIP my nigga Bunky, man. We miss you. We love you.
Bunky,
shit like
yeah,
that, man.
Bunky put it together.
You know, he inspired me after he passed from COVID and shit, or you know, I say he passed from the being intubated and shit like that, and you know, listening to them doctors and shit. But you know, he did have COVID and shit like that. But he inspired me to like. Take, you know, to look at life just like how you just said. Look at life like, man, we only live once, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to make the best of it while we still here. You know what I mean? And we got to do it for Bunky. We got to live for, see, first of all, with COVID and all that shit and how many people just died from COVID, we owe it to the month. We survived that. We survived the whole pandemic to even be on this phone right now, to even be online right now doing
Amen.
Whatever the fuck we
Amen.
Doing. So for us to take that lightly and not really and not live every day like it's our last day, man, we're doing our relatives and our folks and our loved ones a disservice. You know what I'm saying? And two, if we don't help each other, we know, like we said with Bunky was a walking angel amongst us. Everybody he helped, everybody he touched. So for you not to have that same mentality, you really just in the way. That's why I don't really rock with people unless they really rock with me. If once they show their loyalty and they rock with me, man, you got like one of them little one of them cats that you give a bowl of milk to and that motherfucker don't never leave and shit. That's me.
Yeah.
That's me. But then when you fuck around and get mad at me one day and kick me, that's when I don't never come back to you and don't never fuck with you. That's just how we move overall. Hey, the lines is lit. We got 469. We got 214s. Pop it through. Hold on. Let me see. Hey, and don't be shy, y'all, when I call on. Just say your name. Your last 4 digits is 3381. Who are you and where you from?
I'm OG, Dallas, Texas.
Oh, boy. Who is that? Say your name.
Mo G. Hello? My homie, Greg.
Mo G, what's up, Mo G? Wait, you in Dallas, Texas?
We in Dallas, Texas right now, by the way of Nebraska, Omaha, man.
Is you folks with Big Grip? Grip them your folks?
Yeah, that's my homie, man. That's my partner, man. Much love, man. Much love.
Thank you for calling in, brother. Thank you for calling. Hold on. All right, 469. Who are you? Where you calling from? Yeah, you. 8938.
Hey, look out, man. This is OG Jay Holland, man, out of Dallas, Texas, man. Out of South
Dallas,
Texas, man.
Hey, Dallas in the
man.
Building. Hello, Grip. You got to pull it up from the D.
Man. Say, man. I was
Grip,
say,
you
man,
into the bathroom?
I just want to say, man, I just want to say, hey, man, I support all of us, man. We doing our thing, man. But my man Grip, man, I watched him just start off kind of slow, man. I watched him start speeding up, man. And I'm proud of that guy, man. Come on, I watch his progress, man, and I respect that, man. And this is straight from the OG, from the South Side.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. I appreciate you calling in. Grip, you hear that?
Shout out.
Grip went to go to. He went to the bathroom. He going to miss all his love. It's all right. We go get him. It's all right.
No.
I'm getting the love. I feel it.
You getting the love? Hey, pass me a drink, shorty. Fax me a Long Island iced tea.
Hey, you know they over here.
Fax me a Long Island iced tea. Hey, so when your next show? Shorty, when your next show?
April 20th.
Okay, that's the next show. All right, let me see where Grip is. Grip, you back on the
line? Here I go.
Man, you live on the radio. Let me tell you something. When you got a radio and you got to go pee, you got to keep your little water bottle next to you so you just pee in that motherfucking ice.
Man, I was in shock, man, that folks was calling in on my behalf, bro, some G shit, man, and I forgot to put it on. I wanted
you to talk to him. It's all gravitational, man. That, you know what I'm saying? We got another one with 757. I don't know where the hell that is, 757. 77690. Let me see what it is.
Answer, answer. Let's see who it is.
I did promise. 6-9-6-6-7-9-0. Who is that?
Yo, that's 757. That's Quest, man. What's happening, y'all?
Oh,
what's
up,
yeah, welcome to the real. Welcome to the real spiel show.
Virginia Beach. What's happening, Shorty? What's happening?
Oh, Virginia the house.
Oh, what's up, boy? Hey, man, just wanted to say, love the show, man. Shorty, can't wait to see your set. Big Omeezy and Big Grip, y'all, you know you killed it with shit, man. That is the jam, and it's, I mean, that's a banger. Say banger. Keep up the good work. Peace.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate you. Who is that?
Hey, I can feel love, man.
Hey, Shorty, we lit, I'm telling you. So, look, 420, where we at? Tell the people. Y'all, we got Shorty on the line. We got the homie Big Gripper on the line. Money Train on the line. Money Train, I'm not going to leave you. Let me go and pull you in. Matter of fact, I'm going to pull my homie Birdo on there and GB. We're going to open up all the lines. We got Birdo and GB. Everybody is live. Let's all respect it. We're going to do it like how they do Clubhouse, and then you know what I'm saying, everybody respect when the next person is talking. Birdo, you got some questions? Matter of fact, Birdo and GB, y'all got some questions? Y'all got something y'all want to talk about real quick?
Man, well, first off, man, thank both of y'all, Body Rocker. Shorty, you know, we go way back. Shorty, go all the way back to Brandon's, baby. You know, when Butch and I was the young ones coming in called HBO and Barely Legal, man. Back when we was doing it so big, it was ridiculous.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, Body Rocker, man, I see that makes sense, that Body Rocker. You can't not rock your body listening to those hits you got, man. So best of luck. I'm excited to be there on 420. I'm sure it's going to be off the chain. Get to check out Sacto by Night. Shout out Shorty. Shout out George. Shout out Grip, man. Appreciate you being on here with us in the real spill, baby.
Man,
you
know,
GB, where you at? Sleep? GB, where you at?
But I'm still, bro, baby. I'm still here. But,
tell everybody where you at.
Man, I'm in New Orleans, Louisiana, man. Baton Rouge, about an hour and a half.
Well,
where the Gators? Man, and the Pelicans, you know. Man, first of all, man, I want to say God bless everybody that's on this line, man. My homie, you know, man, Big Old Meezy putting it down, you know. And man, hey, y'all got to come back with another hot one. You a Big Old Meezy, y'all got to come with another one.
Oh, man, you know, everything is.
Yes, sir.
As long as we're breathing, anything is possible.
And you know
is,
that.
Yes, sir, man. And Shorty, man, keep making, man. You came on, boy, hot with the jokes, man. I love it. Keep it up, man. And much love to everybody on this line, man. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, going back to Shorty, man. You know, us being from Sacktown, every time he comes on with his little lies with the Sacramentians. Right, I'm like, man, that's just showing love to us.
Hey, my Sacramentians.
Messy.
You know, that's your time.
Yeah. Man, I love it. I can't wait. I want to give a big shout out. We're going to be at 7121 Governor Circle on 420 after party at the Walnut. It's
gonna
be
lit in the daytime.
This club is so immaculate. Shorty already had me perform there. That's why I know the floor glows and shit. It's like some lights, like a different type of floor.
So it's gonna be like that.
All the walls with the neon shit. The DJ booth is lit up and
shiny
and immaculate.
I'm gonna be dressed up as Danny. I'm gonna be dressed up as a Saturday Night Live.
That's what I'm about to say. I'm going to come in and
hey, Shorty, you need to be Tony Montana, man. You need to have the white. You know what I'm saying? We need to turn that motherfucker into the, what's the name of that bar?
Right, for real, though.
The club they
went
to.
I can't wait to see all you guys. I love you guys, man. Hey, shout out to everybody, man. Hey,
I gotta go because I'm on my drinking time. Y'all fucking with my drinking
yeah,
time.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see you soon, Shorty. We gonna link up, man. Appreciate you for the plug.
Okay,
all
guys,
shit,
I love you guys.
All the years,
guys.
Hey, Shorty,
hey,
I'll
love.
See you soon
see
when I you when we pull
Shorty.
Up.
Shorty, all right.
One love, Shorty's up out of here, babe. You know, Shorty over there getting his perk on, which you know, because we got the folks, we got the homies down in Greenhaven. I don't know if you was ever there, Berto, but he bought Walnut Room.
Yeah, I've been to the Walnut, man. It's been a staple in South Sac, right there next to Lucchini's, where everybody seemed to buy them winning lottery tickets from,
the
right?
The lotto tickets, yeah.
Make sure you take us there when we pull up.
yeah, because the homie Joey bought that. The homie Joey bought it. So now it's, you know what I'm saying, and he just got the, I think, in the food truck in the back, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, it's lit over there. I was there for the grand opening, you know what I'm saying? I just got to get back there. So we're going to hit all the Florin Road because he's on Florin, off of Florin also. So from where Sacto by Nights is off the 99 to African Market right there on 30 on Broadway, you know, not Broadway, I keep saying Broadway, right there on 24th and Florin. Yeah, so I'm going to take everybody over there and, you know what I'm saying, show them Black Wall Street, then take them to the Walnut, you know what I'm saying, for some drinks, then double back, and you know what I mean? We're going to be lit. We ain't got to leave South Sac if we don't want to. We don't got to leave South Sac if we don't want to. All right, it's a 305. Hey, somebody from the 305.
Somebody calling from Miami.
973.
Hold
on, 305.
Can y'all hear me?
305.
Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, this Psycho Baby, the money man, bro.
What's up, Psycho Baby? I go down.
Yo, to Miami, bro. We here representing. You already know.
Yeah, that's what's up. I can't wait to get down there and jug with you.
I wanted to shout y'all out. I wanted to shout out to Groove Gang, you know, for putting everything together that we've done so far, and Grip's gone a long way, you know, and I've been following the progress, and I just wanted to show love, man, support Miami, and can't wait till you get down here so we can bang out that show.
Yeah, you already know what's popping. Let go, man. Grip season 2023. We're going worldwide, man. Sit back and slay, baby.
Hey, wait till I take you to the island in Brazil, bro. You go see.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. I might not want to leave. We're
going to
have to wait for that
boats,
one.
Are you? You ain't
nah,
scared
hell
of boats,
no.
Are you?
Planes
right, then we Gucci, man. We Gucci,
yeah.
We're going to the middle of the ocean, Brazil, Buffalo Hoes.
Damn.
I already know what's happening with you, Psycho Baby. This ain't no secret. We go swim with the sharks, fucking with you.
Bro, listen, bro, I can't get in trouble. You know I got two wives looking over me all the time, monitoring me. My every
move. Yeah, I know. Yeah, he live that life for real. He ain't no cap.
No cap. Two of them.
Only in Miami.
Hey, well, just ask, because I ain't never been married. I said, I ain't never been married, but let's just ask the gentleman, how do you deal with two, let alone one sometimes, my dude, if they both mad
at
you?
Well, there's like a synchronization between all of us, you know? For example,
he answering
it's,
that.
It's a trifecta of love, you know what I mean? Like everybody gives the same amount of love into the triangle.
Hey, my G, I see that's not the first time you get that question, though, because that is a superb answer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That was like we just on that same wavelength.
I've been getting asked the same question for, like, I think, like, the past, like, what, 4 years now? And every time I try to explain better and better, you know?
My homie Jihad in Fresno, he definitely got two wives in real life, and I'm a witness to it, man. They they got two separate houses, all kind of shit. And I really did see, I really do see it with my own vision. So it's, and they manageable and all the shit. And he be doing separate birthdays, all kind of shit, and joint birthdays. Cause I performed at his joint birthday when he was on a boat and shit. And yeah, both his wives, all his kids, all the shit. So I've seen it. It's crazy, but I, you know, yeah. Yeah,
we're trying to plan out whoever
because it's biblical, because you know in the Bible, you know, people had all had harems and shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be a king.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure out. If we're gonna do one big marriage, or we're gonna do two separate marriages. Or if we're going to do one in Brazil, one in Miami, we're still trying to figure all that out.
That's
you know what I say to that?
Make sure you videotape that, because that's a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, Grip, you coming to my wedding, right, Grip?
Yeah, both of them.
Both of them. I like that.
Both of them.
Grip, that's it, right?
We're gonna take a break real quick, y'all. Then we gonna come right back after this record, man. So if you got a pee, go pee. I'm gonna play a couple songs, then we gonna come right back.
Check this happening.
All right, guys.
Y'all know who I am by
now,
motherfucker. You should. I go by the name of Position, and right now you're about to listen to my new single featuring my bro, Big Ol' Meezy, called The Shit. Right here on the Real Spill Show, bitch.
Nigga, this sound crazy. Position. Big on me. Yeah. I think I'm back in this bag, bitch. When it comes to this hustling, I'm out here on my Randy Savage. Oh, yeah. Gotta put some elbow into this shit. Whole lot of leg work when you out here making that grip. I ain't got time to rest for no tools or fuels. I refuse to lose in this bitch. I go hard. Like some 12-inch woofers in your classic car. No gassing niggas up. I'm known to take it far. No rearview mirrors here to practice looking hard. I'm fully charged. Gotta watch all my investment, but at the same time gotta watch them niggas trying to block my blessing. Just watch me press and keep it stepping.
I ain't testing, mama blessing. Smith and Wesson teaching lessons. Lip professing, keep them guessing. Chess and checkers like a reverend.
It's the shit, it's the shit. It's the shit that make you wanna make a green.
Stack your paper to the ceiling.
Yeah, it's the shit,
it's the shit.
It's the shit that make you wanna hit a lead.
Fuck them haters, make a killing. Oh, all about my paper, ho. Let me hit my nigga Big Ol' Meezy up in Sacramento. Tap in one time, what's on your mail?
I'm thinking more money, more money, crack more. Bangin' reload, bangin' reload. Getting the mo, getting the mo. Total control.
This is dedicated to my hustlers and my goons. Niggas been making moves since they came up out the womb. Fuck the slow lane, nigga, I've been living life on Zoom. Ain't no fucking squares around here, we shaped and grown. Two niggas out the ghetto swerving the city to overseas. Went from triple fiends to going places you never seen.
Position them Big Ol' Meezy, we the ones that wanna be. Not that shit that's on TV, real life is just quick to squeeze.
It's the shit, it's the shit. It's the shit that make you wanna make a green.
Stack your paper to the ceiling.
Yeah, it's the shit,
it's the shit.
It's the shit that make you wanna hit a lean.
Fuck the haters, make a killing. I'm on my boss, hoes, CEO, pimped out shit. With a pocket full of money and some more we can get.
This the shit, this the shit that make you wanna make a green.
Now you're heading to the ceiling.
Yeah, what's up, what's up? It's your boy Marley Marl. We back at it. I'm with my man, my day one, Big Ol' Meezy. We're on a Real Spill Show. Let's rock.
Traffic keep a blunt on him. Ziggin' get to shaking when you push up on it.
It's the big homie, it's the big homie. They can get the shaking when you push up on it. It's the big homie, nigga, it's the big homie. OG, I'm in traffic with the pussy on me. It's the big homie, traffic with the pistol on me. Call me push up man, cause I'm about to push up on him. I be getting to this money, riding with my cronies. This for all my real ones, man, my prison homies. Linked up, tapped in with them real bosses. We burnt out, we bumps in the mayor's office. We them wise guys, still serving cutie pies. When they hating don't work, they start telling lies. My life is like a movie, fitting gas in the studio with them golems and them goonies. Any problems, any issues? I never had a slow trap. I really sent a bitch, nigga, no cap.
Real, real riders, no bustin', nigga, no phony. I be sliding, do my dirt up on my lonely. I'm an OG, I'm a traffic keeper. You know what? They can get the shaking when you push up on it. It's the big homie, it's the big homie. They can get the shaking when you push up on it. It's the big homie, nigga, it's the big homie. OG, I'm in traffic with the police.
Max, I got it, I'ma take it there. Bosses don't be playing fair. Always do my duty, if I lose, let nobody care. We the ones they love to hate. Bosses keep a heavy plate. AZ to the Golden State, making sure our team is straight. Go hard for my real estate, aware of my circumference. Do dirt all on my lonely, never leave a thumbprint. Trick, you got me fucked up, big old me's got dumb. Hit. The devil thought he had me, I made 2020 mop. All the times I let it slide, I got too much to do. Mixing and recording, don't be dealing with no fruity loop. Tatted on my forearm, talk about my revenue. Put yourself in my shoes, what the fuck would you do?
Real, real riders, no busting, digging, no phony. I be sliding, do my dirt up on my lonely. I'm an OG, I'm a traffic keeper, but it's funny. Digging, get the shaking when you push up on it. It's the big homie, it's the big homie. Digging, get the shaking when you push up on it. It's the big homie.
And there you have it, and there you have it, and there you have it. I just want to make sure that I let everybody know that April 8th, I will be hosting a rap battle 2023 at the Oak Park Brewery. It's King Leo versus Shayna Ashley. But we just did the sit down last Saturday, bro. And was it Saturday? Yeah, it was Saturday. And can I tell you the disrespect that both of them was throwing out to each other, man? It, trust me, it's gonna be an event. And not only just that, and it's hosted by myself, and not only just that, but also it's a domino tournament. So you got, yeah, it's going to be vendors, it's going to be drinks, free parking, it's going to be lit. April 8th, Rap Battle 2023, brought to you by Bossy Entertainment and Young Bosses and Boss Works. You smell me, hosted by Big O Me, so y'all make sure y'all tap in. Tickets is on sale right now as we speak up on the microphone. You smell me. Birdo, what else you got, man? We done cover all angles of the game.
Well, before we go any further, let's just know that we were Pacific Western Division champs. Go Kings, baby. Once again, I know we played that song already, but let's make sure we light the beam, man. You know? Other than that, man, I'm so excited for 420 to be able to check you guys out there, man. It's gonna be an event, you know, in 40's words, is it gonna be a storm or a blizzard? Oh boy.
A lizard or a blizzard. Any closing words, Grippa? Grip.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Do you hear me? Check one, check two. Can we do what we do? Hey, yeah, man. It's gonna be a tsunami on 420, man. You know what I'm saying? We gonna. It's gonna be nice, man. We gonna soak it up. You know what I'm talking about?
April 15th. My bad, I got to make sure I see it. April 15th at Infusion Lounge. I'm doing a benefit for the children's home. So I'll have more details when we get closer to that next Tuesday, so I can tell everybody about that. They're taking donations at the door. It's going to be me, 95 Mil, and a bunch of other talented people, and it's a fashion show and a whole bunch of different aspects. So I got so much stuff going on Birdo, man. I'm just trying to, get
to
it. I'm trying to get. I'm trying
to
get to it to get through it. Get to it to get through it. You feel me?
Absolutely, but it's a great problem to have because you could be doing nothing, right? Just like you said, when you know, rest in peace, Bunk. You know what I mean? But like you said, we've all made it through this pandemic and we're still here. So let's make the most of it. Life's too short. Every day that people ask, you know, what does God give us? There's a past, there's a future, but every day is a present. That's why we're in the present time. So God bless everybody, man.
And that's real spill, and that's real spill. So, yeah, man, I appreciate everybody for tuning in today. We actually went a little, like, we had like 20 minutes left in the show. So the only thing I'm going to do is tell everybody to, you know what I'm saying, stay tuning in. Somebody's blowing up my phone. This is ridiculous. And I'm going to have to hit the block zone. That's how you're killing me right now. So stay calling in, man. Stay supporting. You never know who's going to be on the show. Every week, I'm going to make sure I get in my bag and put together a collective of interesting, you know what I'm saying, people. And it's only going to be people that have a real story and shit to really talk about. I'm really thinking I'm going to have my little nephew on here, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. But it's going down, man. I appreciate everybody for tuning in today. Is there anything that anybody, Money Train, you got anything you want to say before we bounce about?
Man, I want to say, hey, man, for one, y'all boys got to keep doing y'all thing, man. It's the inspiration, you know, since that y'all got, you know, that everybody is feeding off of. It's the energy, you feel me? So what I want to say, y'all keep doing y'all thing, keep going hard, keep shining bright, bro. The whole team this year been going in, bro, and it's showing, you know what I'm saying? So big salute to you, big salute to Grip, you know what I'm saying, the whole team, man, because this year we running it up. 10 state tour, my boy Grip. Oh, yeah, we don't know where to Cali, man. Let's go. I can't wait.
And
that's why it's called
that.
The shit.
Hey, that's why it's called the shit. And we go play it. And much love to everybody. We'll see y'all next week. One love.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be some things in your life that change your whole demonstration. But whatever you do, keep it 100 with yourself. And with your team, you dig? One.
How they put my sweaty tears in the shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's time to hit a lick. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be your own man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. I ride alone, yeah. On my hood.
That's right.
Niggas wanna touch. I'ma bust for to get a chance to blast first. I'ma cut throat. Guess you ain't learned from the last verse. Lyrical assassins, I always put in work. Niggas always asking how I get it out the dirt. I do this with a passion, and I know my work. The streets was a passage, I turned into my turf. Sometimes I feel blessed, other times I feel cursed. There seem too many of my niggas carried in a hearse. And if I had the power, then time would be reversed. Could we be back on the block with this time, make the money work? But that is just a dream, and to me, that's what hurts. So I'ma pour some liquor out, fuck my niggas in the earth. This some shit we all deal with since the day of birth. Names tatted on the flesh, faces sprayed on my shirt.
I miss
how they put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's time to hit a lid. Can't get tricked off the street on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the
big
wall,
old man.
But I'm dealing with the
sick
shit.
With it right.
Pain and anguish, man, it's off the chain. I'm going through some things that I could barely explain. But on the surface, it's all roses and sunny days. I'm feeling every emotion, about to go insane. 5150 is litty, shitty, and sorrow this way. And all they say is it's gonna be alright and you'll be okay. Fuck what they talking about, I wanna scream and shout. Like, do you understand the words that's coming out my mouth? It can make you get heartless, even damper your soul. So much negativity is really taking a toll. Gotta pick myself off the ground, refocus, gather my strength. G.O.D. is in charge, struggle can teach you some shit. Obstacles and hurdles, what a bumpy road.
Stay focused on the task and watch the blessing unfold. Me and Big Grip gon' keep it going for a better way. Get up and go get it each and every day.
I done put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit. I done put my sweaty tears in this shit. Be damn if I shed tears for a bitch. I'm on my own, just me and my stick. Money on my mind, got no time for your shit. Gotta stay on, it's grinding here to live. Can't get tricked off the street or on the bricks. Be your man and do your own shit. Back against the wall, but I'm dealing with the shit.
Yeah, you know, stuff humbles you sometimes. Shit do too. Whatever you do, keep it 100. Keep it true. You know.